A Chip Off the Sun, presented by Science at NASA. Sky watchers can enjoy a solar eclipse this Friday when the moon's shadow sweeps across the Pacific Ocean and parts of the Americas. December 12, 2001. On Friday, December 14th, the sun over Costa Rica and Nicaragua will dim, but not because of cloudy weather. Those countries are in the direct path of an annular or ring-like solar eclipse. Shortly before the sun sets over that part of the world, the moon will glide in front of the sun, covering 96% of its disk, and a ring of fire will emerge around the lunar limb. Elsewhere in the Americas, people will experience a partial eclipse. Whether the moon takes a little nibble or a big bite out of the sun depends on where you live. The sun over the Hawaiian Islands, for example, will become a thin 79% crescent early in the morning Hawaiian time. The event will be less spectacular, but still pleasing across the continental United States, where 10% to 60% of the afternoon sun will be hidden by the moon. A list of eclipse times for locations in Hawaii and North America is available from Sky and Telescope magazine. NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center has published a similar list covering Central America, the Caribbean, and South America. Once you've discovered when the eclipse will happen in your part of the world, what should you do? Actually, the most important thing is what you should not do. Never look directly at the sun. Staring at our star without suitable eye protection, even during an eclipse, can cause permanent eye damage. Fortunately, there are safe and easy ways to view the event. Chief among them is projecting an image of the sun onto a screen through a properly shielded telescope or a properly shielded pair of binoculars. If you don't have a telescope or binoculars, even a simple pinhole poked through a piece of paper can serve as a makeshift projector. Such techniques are good because you don't need to face the sun to see the show. Dark lens filters also work, but using them means looking toward the sun itself, so they aren't recommended for children. Welder's glass number 14 is sufficiently dark and can be bought inexpensively at many hardware stores. If you can't find welder's glass, it's possible to make your own filter from black and white camera film. Unroll the film in the light to expose it, then have the negatives developed. No need to ask for prints. The return negatives will be translucent, but dark enough to protect your eyes. Please note, this only works with black and white film. Color film will not offer enough protection. Eclipse watchers are occasionally tempted to glance at the sun during the moments of maximum coverage. Don't. The sun's disk is never completely obscured during an annular eclipse. Jay Pasikoff, Field Memorial Professor of Astronomy at Williams College, explains. During an annular eclipse, he says, the moon is slightly farther away from the Earth than average on its elliptical orbit, and so it appears a little smaller in the sky than usual. In fact, it's too small to cover the sun entirely, so a bright ring of sunlight remains around the moon. Within the so-called path of annularity, where the eclipse coverage is greatest, the sun will dim for a few minutes, as if a cloud had passed overhead. Otherwise, it will seem much like ordinary daylight to observers. Total eclipses are different. They cast a shadow darker than annular eclipses do, about 10,000 times darker, in fact. However, notes NASA astronomer Mitzi Adams, the shadow of a total eclipse is not like, say, the dark of a moonless night. It's rather surreal, and unlike anything we normally experience, she says. Straight overhead, the sky is very dark. Near the horizon, we can see the edge of the moon's shadow glowing like a sunrise or sunset. But unlike a sunrise, which appears only in the east, this glow circles the entire horizon, a full 360 degrees. Annular eclipses are less spellbinding than total eclipses, but they are nevertheless beautiful. For example, during an annular eclipse, observers can see Bailey's beads, a string of bright spots along the moon's edge caused by sunlight glimmering through canyons and craters. Near the center of the narrow track where the eclipse will be annular, Bailey's beads are short-lived. But at the edge of that track, where many eclipse watchers will station themselves, the lovely beads can persist for more than a minute. Although Pasikoff has already seen 32 solar eclipses, he's by no means bored by them. Indeed, he's traveling a great distance to San Juanillo, Costa Rica, where he will view this week's eclipse. "Oh yes, for me it's tremendously exciting," he says. "I just don't know of anything more exciting. We try to bring as many people to these eclipses as possible." Some of the onlookers this week are undoubtedly first-time observers who will become, like Pasikoff himself, dedicated eclipse chasers. It only takes one good eclipse, say veteran sky watchers, to hook you for life. This story was written by Patrick Berry and Tony Phillips and read by Tony Phillips. It's presented by Science at NASA and the NASA Marshall Space Flight Center. To find more Science at NASA stories on the Internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.